FM 90.3 WJTL, David Crowder Band, Let Me Feel You Shine. Need to Breathe prior to that. Bear Reinhardt celebrating a birthday today. We celebrated with Signature of the Divine. Good morning to you at 7:50.
Weather-wise today, clouds and rain, and on the cooler side too, high 66. Clouds and rain tonight, low 53. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 71 right now. It's cloudy and 61.
Today, our special guests from Global Disciples, Jerry Meadows and Pat Hart, hanging out with us. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
So much fun having you both here. Jerry Meadows is the Church Relations Director at Global Disciples. Jerry, tell us about Global Disciples.
Yeah, Global Disciples empowers the church closest to the 2 billion unreached people in the world. So we work with clusters of churches, church leaders, so they can disciple their own people as disciple makers. And then they go into unreached villages, plant churches, teach small business development so those new church leaders can become self-sustaining. In February, I met three young people from Bhutan, all 20-somethings, and this one young lady shared how in Bhutan it's been illegal to make Christian converts for over 1,000 years.
Wow.
It's been illegal there.
Jerry, where's Bhutan?
Himalayans.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, not far from northern India.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. So they're talking about it's been illegal, and yet they have house churches that meet. And she was saying that her house church the volume raised maybe a little too high. It drew the interest of the neighbors and the community, who then kind of rebelled against that church and against her. And she came home from work one day, and all her belongings were in the street.
Wow.
Everything she owned in the street. And yeah. So the house she was renting was no longer available to her.
Yeah.
Because she's a Christian. And yet they talked about how they would walk up the mountain, a group of them, a team of them would walk up the mountain, stop and pray before entering a village that never had heard the gospel before. And they would ask God, what are we going to encounter in this village? What should we be ready for? And they would wait there on the side of the mountain until the Holy Spirit told them what they might encounter. And then they would go up. Often these kind of stories, the next level is they go into the village. There's somebody who's sick. They pray over them. That person's healed by the power of God. And then the whole village turns their attention to, what God did you just pray to?
Right.
And so they're able to share about Jesus Christ there. So that's what we do. And it's all about disciple making, right? Like Jesus told us to be about. It's all about making disciples. We really believe firmly that if you make disciples, you'll always get a church. But if you seek to plant a church first, you may not always get disciples.
Wow, that's really
good.
So
it's disciple making and business training and leadership development for the church nearest the unreached in the world.
If our listeners want to get more information, they can visit you online.
Definitely. GlobalDisciples.org is where that is.
And another way people can get involved is coming up this month. And our friend Pat Hart is here. He's the Partner Relations Director with Global Disciples. And Pat, tell us about One Day. What's One Day?
Fred, thanks for asking. One Day, September 19th. Is a day that we've set aside to ask folks to do two things. Number one, give one day's salary. Doesn't make how, doesn't matter how much you make. What we're asking you to do is give one day's salary to Global. And then secondly, to ask three other people in the idea of multiplying, multiplying the event and multiplying the ability of to reach other people. So Global, at the heart of One Day, is basically asking a question. What are you working for?
Yeah.
What is it you're doing today? You know, there's everything that you look out and see in front of you either costs you time or money or whatever. But what about those people that are least reached? What about those people that you don't see, and yet we're still called to reach to those people? So One Day is hopefully going to allow us to be able to reach those people in a more physical way, but also in a way to challenge us to think about what are we doing this day to impact the kingdom and to reach the least reached.
If folks want to do that, they can do that online as well, Pat?
Same thing, yeah. GlobalDisciples.org is the place to go.
And yep. You already have had some people that locally are doing that. Tell us about that.
That's right. Some folks have already stepped up because the 19th is our kind of our go-to day, but you can certainly begin going and doing that. So Kate from Rare Love Photography in Hummelstown, she's agreed to participate. Ray from UPS in Carlisle, he's agreed to participate. Jeff with Whole Foods, and actually he lives in Washington, D.C. He's agreed to help. And City Light Church in Queens, New York. Barrett agreed to join us in one day.
One day is coming up September 19th, a day that you are being challenged to give one day of your salary to help reach the unreached people group of the world through Global Disciples. You could do that online, globaldisciples.org. Pat and Jerry and Addie, thank you so much for joining us today. It was great to have you guys here.
Thank you guys so much.
Great to be
here. God bless you. And thank you, WDHGL, for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. It was wonderful having you. Back to the music we go. Casting Crowns, this is Oh My Soul.